AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is continuing his trip to Cuba after celebrating Mass in Havana and meeting with both Raul and Fidel Castro. Fidel is the leader who shaped Cuba for the last half of the 20th century. And our Michael Weisenstein reports from Havana on that meeting.
The two men spoke for about a half an hour, 45 minutes, exchanged gifts and books, and had what the Vatican described as an informal but wide-ranging conversation on topics of current interest, including the environment.
And this morning, we may know who that man is who grabbed onto the Pope-mobile. Francis touched the man on his head and hand before the man was pulled away by security. Backers of a Cuban dissident group are tweeting that he's a member of the opposition. Francis will visit the White House on Wednesday. He did it. After seven nominations, John Hamm finally won a Best Actor Emmy for Mad Men.
Thank you for that. This is impossible. It's impossible to be named with all of those extraordinary gentlemen. It's impossible to be standing here, up here.
Game of Thrones won Best Drama Series. Veep won Best Comedy. A warning from Hungary this morning to the refugees trying to make it to the safety of Europe from the war-torn Middle East. The Hungarian government says entering the country illegally is a crime that could lead to prison time. Meanwhile, the U.S. is announcing that it's increasing the number of immigrants it will take in over the next 2 years. Secretary of State John Kerry.
From Syria specifically, even as we also receive more refugees from other areas.
Volkswagen stock is getting hammered this morning after the company admitted that it rigged U.S. emission testing for thousands of diesel cars. Volkswagen share price fell nearly 16% in early trading. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says he doesn't think a Muslim should be elected president.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
Ben Carson was on Meet the Press yesterday and said that in some cases, a candidate's religious faith should matter to voters.
I guess it depends on what that faith is. If it's inconsistent with the values and principles of America, then of course it should matter.
And he described the Islamic faith as inconsistent with the U.S. Constitution. Now to the wildfires in California. A wildfire north of San Francisco has now destroyed over 1,000 homes, making it one of the worst wildfires ever in California. Two wildfires in Northern California together have now destroyed nearly 1,600 homes and killed five people. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.